One possible route, the Nile Valley, which in later times was to become the focus of ancient Egyptian civilization. Another one is a crossing of the Red Sea from northeast Africa. Now remember, please, that at the height of the late Ice Age, as it was in earlier cold periods, the world's oceans were much lower than they are today. During the height of the late Ice Age, after 100,000 years ago, the world's oceans were 300 feet or so below the modern level. Consider how that transformed geography. America was joined to Siberia, Alaska to Siberia. Much of Southeast Asia was huge continental shelf. England was joined to the continent. Much of the North Sea was dry land. It was a different world, and the Red Sea would have been narrower. We don't know what migration route was used, but we do know that after 90,000 years, there was a mixture of human populations in Southwest Asia. How do we know this? Because of excavations at the Kafsi Cave in Israel, where some anatomically modern human remains have been thermoluminescence dated to about 90,000 years or slightly before. Again, for thermoluminescence dating, you will find information in the Dating the Past section of the guide. This date appears fairly solid. But there's a problem, because we also know from excavations at Mount Carmel and other caves that Southwest Asia also supported, as well as this modern human population, newly arrived apparently, a sparse population of Neanderthals, archaic humans, until at least 45,000 years ago. So for over 40,000 years, these two archaic and modern hunter-gatherers lived alongside each other in the same region. What does this mean? What does it mean in terms of this great diaspora? What does it mean in terms of human evolution? While the skeletal anatomy of Neanderthals in the classic cold areas of Europe is relatively homogeneous, the skeletal anatomy of the Neanderthals in southwestern Asia displays great variation. Many of them have less extreme archaic features than many of their contemporaries in Europe. Now, the more extreme squat build and heavy, strong build of the Neanderthals in Europe may be an adaptation to extreme cold. Here, in the much warmer climate of Southwest Asia, we find a more varied population. But it seems, and we know from the DNA analysis we've talked about earlier, that there was little or no biological interaction between the two populations, archaic and modern. And this raises a fascinating question. And this is a question about cognitive abilities. The issue of issues, ultimately, isn't the spread of humans. It's the spread of cognitive abilities. At what point in human history did people outside Africa, or people generally, develop the extremely sophisticated cognitive skills which modern humans have? The ability to reason, the ability to plan, the ability to make sophisticated tools and to communicate with fully articulate speech the most subtle of philosophical concepts. The answer is, we don't know. But we're getting an increasing suspicion that anatomically modern features, physical features, appeared in Africa over 100,000 years ago, creating a modern-looking form of human. And then, these modern humans may have spread across the Sahara into Southeast Asia, Southwest Asia, making, in a sense, Southwest Asia part of a much larger province of modern-looking people. But at the same time, it is entirely possible that the cognitive skills of modern humans hadn't yet fully developed. Why do we think this?